Thanks for listening to Countdown to Kickoff. Now, 97.9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports present The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
Larry Fedora and Bubba Cunningham are here, and they have taken football in another direction.
I'm an old-school traditionalist. I want to go back to 8 members, including South Carolina.
Join us for the next hour of our pregame coverage as Art Chansky and internet legend Bob Lee discuss Carolina football and all the hot topics concerning college football here in town, across the ACC, and across the country.
Again underneath to Morris. Morris at the 40, 35, 30. Romar's going to go. Go, Romar, go. Touchdown, Carolina.
I look more at how we do against institutions that I consider our comparables, and certainly Virginia would be in that.
Larry Fedora is Bill Belichickian in his approach to injuries.
The win today, particularly after last week, will help quite a bit, if only for the short term, before we have to face some other realities.
A win here, he becomes a hero to Tar Heel Nation.
Now, page 2 of 97.9 FM's exclusive Carolina football pregame coverage. The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee.
This is Art Chansky, and before I give my comment, Bob Lee, I hear that opening, and South Carolina is never coming back in the ACC. So, anyway, the competition gets better tonight, so Carolina must play better if they hope to climb into the top 20.
This is Bob Lee. This is our second week on legendary Franklin Street, and I do believe the co-eds have gotten even younger than last week.
Next from WCHL Championship Sports, it's time for The Good Sports. Art C.
That's me.
And Bob Lee.
That's me.
And I'm Rod Stutz. Today's Good Sports with Bob Lee and Art C. is coming to you live from the long Franklin Streets, University United Methodist Church, right in the heart of downtown Chapel Hill, as we count down to the Tar Heels game with San Diego State. Good afternoon, Good Sports. What do you think?
Good afternoon. And hey, Bob Lee and Ron, have you ever seen 28 points scored in less than 4 minutes in an athletic contest? Maybe Phil Ford and David Thompson against a 1A school way back in the day, but that was pretty amazing. I mean, the rest of the game wasn't much to talk about, but that 4 minutes was record-breaking, awe-inspiring,
spectacular. Kind of reminded you of the Walter Davis, Bobby Jones, 13-point down by 8 points or whatever?
Yeah, sort of.
No, it was quite a three, four-minute stretch. And hopefully we won't need something like that today. We will just crush the Aztecs right off the bat.
Well, it was an amazing stretch, but also the fact that it took a scary game that kept us. All of a sudden, we weren't joking about NC State just beating Georgia Southern, and then later on, Wake Forest losing to Louisiana Monroe. It was pretty silent until we exploded and then ran away with that game. So, the real Tar Heel seized control, or was it just a series of turnovers and a good run by the Tar Heels, or are they capable of sustaining that over the course of a ball game? We'll find out today. Tell me what you think.
Indeed, we will. First time the Aztecs have been here. That's the San Diego State team. Their greatest player of all time being Marshall Faulk of the Indianapolis Colts and wherever he ended his career. And it is not the school that Jim Harbaugh coached at. He coached at San Diego University. And many people think that, but our listeners now know that it was not the same school. But it is the same school that basketball coach from Michigan, Steve Fisher, is the basketball coach.
The basketball coach is Steve Fisher, who coached the Fab Five at Michigan. It's a national championship game losses.
They told Chris Webber to call a timeout.
He coached them to national championship game losses to Duke and Carolina in consecutive years, 92 and 93. I bet you didn't you remember the timeout, but I bet you didn't remember that in 92 the Fab Five lost to Christian Laettner in the Fab Five over.
Who's Christian Laettner?
Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. We're on church property here.
Christian Laettner.
I think you may have crossed the line.
Well, you're the one who brought his name.
That's his first name.
All right, I've got a question.
Wait a minute.
You really want to keep talking?
Did Bubba text you back about how much you paid San Diego State to come here?
He did, but once again, that's privy information to the inner circle of Bubba.
All right, okay. Go ahead.
All right, I've got a question. You two guys live here in Chapel Hill. Just by that fact alone, you're smarter than most people, right?
True.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, that's the word. You live in Chapel Hill, you're smart than everybody.
True, Bob Lee.
Question I've always had, what's the difference between an Inca, a Mayan, and an Aztec?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's no, it's not a joke. What's the difference between Incas, Mayans, and Aztecs?
I assume that you're going to tell us.
No, I don't know. But if you guys don't know, if there's a social anthropologist or an expert in 15th century Mesoamerican history out there, that you could either call us in or call your show Monday morning and tell us the difference between an Inca, an Aztec, or a Mayan. And which one was Montezuma again?
Look, Bob.
Where's Freddie Kiger when you need him?
Yeah, where's Freddie Kiger?
Like, in the future, your preparation not only needs to ask the question, it needs to answer the question, because everybody in Chapel Hill isn't as smart as you think they are. Obviously.
Or as they think they are.
Is that way.
Yeah.
You can throw it out there, but at least know the answer if we don't.
Yeah.
And are they indigenous? And what in the world does indigenous mean anyway?
Indigenous means the same as, like as, you know, like.
So they're indigenous tribes to Peru?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and they all got wiped out by small.
I don't know what they are, but look, they have more speed and more athletic ability than Liberty, but they still want in Carolina's class. We're going to have Ryan Watts, our Intrepid reporter and Carolina Insider, on with us in a little while. He's going to
give us. Is he indigenous or intrepid?
He is both. And he's going to break down the Aztecs and tell us about why their defense. I was going to say, but I can't.
Defense is chaotic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the word.
I was banned from saying the other word.
Usually we can talk about it. We did last week. We can talk about State barely beating East-West Georgia, A&M, or whoever they play. And this week, all the teams are playing at night. All the teams that we kind of follow were playing at night.
Yeah.
So we're not going to really make any fun of them. We can make fun of them because, well, that's what we do.
Well, we can make fun of Clemson. It just beat South Carolina State by 73-7.
Wow.
Which was not as bad as West Virginia beat Clemson in the Orange Bowl about 5 years ago, the worst defeat in Dabowian history.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know who the offensive coordinator for San Diego State is?
Bob Toledo.
Yeah, and do you know where he was the head coach prior?
UCLA and somewhere else, but not Toledo, which lost to Missouri today.
Exactly. Okay.
In the Glass Bowl.
Well, but UCLA doesn't seem like they miss him with the Mara. The Mara aura going on.
Baby Mara, yeah, Little Mara Jr.
In West Virginia, in Westwood.
The Wizard of Westwood.
But anyway, tell me this. You think Florida State, with a great win over Oklahoma State, looks better this year than last year? And do you think the investigation into Jameis Winston, now that is mandatorily being conducted by the university, will affect his chances to repeat as Heisman Trophy winner?
I do. I do not think he will repeat as Heisman Trophy winner.
Why not?
Because I have two choices. He will or he won't, and I chose he won't.
Well, he had a tremendous game. I mean, you see that touchdown run he had? That was like sports on a highlight.
Something's going to happen. He's going to get a craving for crab legs or something, and everything's going to blow up around the third week of October.
Well, do you think Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks will repeat a Super Bowl champion?
I think Russell Wilson will be the first active player to ever be inducted into the Hall of Fame before he retires. He is that good.
Mm-hmm. You want to get?
He's only as good as Philip Rivers. Where did they go to school?
You want to get John Bunning on the phone and find out why he didn't
Because we had Russell. We had Mitch Paulus or whoever.
Because he was like us. He was too short. And
Mike Paulus.
You know what I've always said? It goes back to Charlie Ward when he was a quarterback at Florida State. Never really got a chance to be a quarterback in the NFL because they said he was too short. And he still, even when he was playing point guard for the New York Knicks, he was the best quarterback in New York.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. That's Russell Wilson syndrome
there. Yeah, exactly.
But that was a very – they didn't need a fail Mary to win this time.
No, they didn't. I mean, he's a really great leader and a great quarterback. And, I'm with you, Art. I don't see anybody beating them this year.
No. Well, it's a long season and things can happen. I'll tell you about the New England Patriots back in 2007. No, I won't do that. But the other game of note was Louisville and Bobby Petrino 2, the second era of Bobby Petrino at Louisville.
There goes Bobby Petrino right now.
Bob Lee, stop. Oh, there we go.
That's Bobby Petrino on the motorcycle.
Where's our volleyball coach? Oh, my God.
Stop revving your hog over there. Anyway, they handled Miami.
Studs, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That was my kind of line. I am proud of you, Studs. You heard a Harley and you thought about Bobby Petrino.
I've been absorbing this. Well, it just so happened that we mentioned Bobby Petrino when a motorcycle cranked up, so
I'm
it was
impressed.
Pretty obvious.
And no jokes from you about Bobby Petrino and Rick Pitino and, no more jokes.
They have more Eno coaches than any school in the ACC.
But anyway,
can't talk about Rolly Massimino either.
The idea that Louisville is in the Atlantic Division with Clemson and Florida State, and after what they did to Miami, which really doesn't – they may have a quarterback before the season's over, but they have Kayla, the guy now who's – can't seem to play because he's a true freshman. But the fact that that team is picked third in the Atlantic, I think, beat Miami, which is picked to win the Coastal, shows you again the imbalance of the ACC. So get the commissioner, John Swafford, on the phone and tell him we need ACC realignment right now in midseason.
I'm all for it. I like anything that confuses everybody.
Right now.
Well, for the rest of the league, Bob Lee, we had State. It's embarrassing victory over Georgia Southern, and Wake getting 94 total yards and 5 first downs in a loss to Louisiana Monroe. It was such a bad loss that what happened? What happened? What's happened since they instituted what at BB&T Stadium?
The 10-run rule?
No. Drinking.
Well, we're going to talk about that former Wake Forest great, and I are going to talk about that later on tonight.
All right. Hey, listen, we'll say, hold your thoughts on drinking in the stadium, because nobody does that here, of course. And that's coming up on WCHL. This is The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Rod Stutz, and we'll be back right after this from East Franklin Street in front of University United Methodist Church, getting ready for Carolina and San Diego State.
One in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Welcome back to The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Rod Stutz. Downtown Chapel Hill, Carolina, getting set to take on San Diego State. And I know that you guys have all kinds of interesting things to talk about, so I'm going to get out of the way and lie down over here.
No, you're going to get out of the way and take some of Spanky's food with you, right?
Oh, yeah. We have food provided today by Spanky's. And Art, what have you been sampling over here?
Oh, dude, the fries and the nachos and the ribs. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
There was one of each left after Bob Lee got finished with.
Bob Lee?
I'm a paleo diet kind of guy. I love those ribs. I love meat.
Did I ever tell you about Mike O'Korn when he came to Newton, Carolina from New Jersey? He goes to the training table line at Granville Towers, and the woman says, Mike, say, would you like some grits? And he said, well, I'm from New Jersey, so I don't know what they are, but I'll try one.
I love it.
All right.
Well, one other thing I'll say, that's from Spanky's downtown at the corner of Franklin and Columbia Street, part of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. You know if you're eating at a Chapel Hill Restaurant Group restaurant, then you're eating at a good place. It's going to be great.
They're fantastic. They've been fantastic
so
for a long time. They've been here longer than Four Corners.
Yeah.
Which is another story.
1977 is when Spanky's got started. That was the first one in the group.
Well, we welcome in now our Carolina insider, our intrepid reporter who has been combing the streets of Chapel Hill, the quads, all over campus, coming up
those places, McCorkle and Polk.
Exactly. coming up with some tremendous information on the Aztecs and the Tar Heels and his insightful insight into who is going to win the game tonight. Brian Watts.
I am omnipresent, Bob Lee. I am in both quads simultaneously.
Intrepid and omnipresent.
I am everywhere you could ask for.
You're indigenous.
You know, you guys have been asking some really great, great hypothetical questions in some cases here already in this show, and I would expect nothing less.
We sure didn't mean to.
He's quad-nipresent.
Now, I have a question for you guys. Did you guys know that...
Show us your quads.
Did you guys know that the University of California is a two-tiered state university system?
I do know that, and I do know that Molly Broad used to be the head of it.
And did you know that today's opponent, the San Diego State Aztecs, are in which tier? Tier number one or tier number two?
Three.
Three. You'd be right.
Wait a minute now. The UNC system is a two-tiered system, too. There's UNC Chapel Hill, and there's the
and
other
everyone
side
else.
Of the team.
You got it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The flagship is up here, and then there's all these little farming institutions in East Carolinas and Culloway's out. So anyway, go ahead.
Tell Ryan, that to UNC Raleigh.
We're
absolutely.
Getting texted by...
I'll take door number two.
Go ahead. Tell us your San Diego anecdote.
But let me ask you something. Has it always been that way? Have they had schools? Was it San Diego Community College that went to the state and then became part of the state system? How did that work?
Well, my theory is that UC Berkeley, UCLA, and a number of the other top-tier California systems were like, you guys need your own little tier down here so that we don't get lumped in with you, which is why San Diego State, which is a city with a state, right? We're used to seeing Iowa State, North Carolina State, Michigan State, et cetera, tied to a state name, not a city name. It's a very interesting thing, so I wonder kind of how that went down.
Okay, so tell us, how did they get a football team, how did they get football players to go to San Diego State when so many of them will go to Stanford and Cal and UCLA and...
Have you been to San Diego?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Good question. All right, next question.
Now, what are you talking about? Broad, and we remember that. Seems to me that when Marianne Fox, who promised a national championship at NC State, which you brought in Chuck Amato, but anyway, she left and she went to California. Is she the chancellor or the grand dame or the diva of San Diego State by chance?
I thought she went to Texas.
No, she went to California.
She did?
She did, and
right.
Promised him a national championship.
Anybody out there who can set Bob Lee straight, text in the correct answer.
Maybe she was queen of the Incas. I don't remember.
Okay. All right, so, Ryan, what do you expect from the game tonight? I know you were the one that told me that their defense is rebuilding, to say the least.
Well, you know, last week we talked about the entire Jackson Boyer saga, which may or may not be ongoing. We're not really entirely sure. And this week we, of course, get four players back. Last week we played 67 players, which would have been 71 players had those four guys been around last week. And so it'll be very interesting to see how the game plan changes and how... The Aztecs, which have a very big team for a team of their nature, stack up against a spread offense like Carolina's. It'll be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, but they also run a spread offense, and they run this kind of crazy, crazy hybrid defense that hopefully...
Probably Petrino's back.
Exactly what I was going to say. You read my mind.
He had Saturday off after the... Does he have Saturday off?
He does. They play Thursday night, yeah.
But anyway, San Diego State... the advantage of Carolina has is San Diego State plays the same kind of offense that Larry Fedora likes the defense. He likes the game plan for. So I think we'll be ready for them now. Whether their defense will give our offense any problems is a question. But the one thing you have to think about to Carolina is their offense. I mean, it's so talented. There's so many players. There's so much the running backs, the wide receivers, the two-quarterback system. You know, if you can score as many points as they scored, I know it was the turnovers and all that, but if you could strike like that so quickly, Bob Lee, I mean, it's really an advantage.
Lightning in a bottle.
Yes. Now, Ryan, tell us what your assessment of the Tar Heels are after one game.
That is a very, very good question. We'll learn a lot more here today. It'll be very interesting to see whether or not the proclamation of Marquise Williams being the new starting quarterback at Carolina really holds true, or whether we see a similar balance of play allotment with Mitch Trubisky in the backfield today. That'll be interesting to see. And I'm also very interested in seeing at the Aztec linebackers today, who are around the 240, 245, 250-pound range, how they work against a spread offense like Carolina's. Will they find themselves in space? Will they find themselves in some matchups that aren't exactly meant for them? That'll be very interesting to see.
Well, that's the goal that we have, is right, to run so many wideouts that we get linebackers on receivers. And
I'm wondering, and I'm worried, do these Aztecs believe in human sacrifices like their namesakes did?
We hope.
Do they tear out their heart with an obsidian knife and roll them down the temple steps?
I'm worried about the young offensive line at Carolina and whether they will be able to deal with the chaotic consistency of the San Diego State defense that Larry Fedora talked about. He says, you know, sometimes there are some downs where nobody even touches the ground. They're all standing there. Nobody's in a three-point stance.
Right.
And you don't know exactly what they're going to do.
Well, we'll have to see. But, you know, I still want to know why San Diego State is playing here. Why are they playing here? Bob Lee, come on. You're the insider. You should know this. Why are they playing here?
Because Larry Fedora wants a recruiting...
Please.
He's got some guy at some junior college in San Diego or La Jolla or whatever that he's after, and he hopes this exposure will get him to say yes.
Oh, please. Come on.
As long as we don't return
all right,
to
guys,
out there.
I've got some breaking news here, and you guys are the ones to break this to. I heard this week from two sources of mine who are about 90% accurate that something is going to happen this week that everybody's been waiting for. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah, explosions.
The release of the Weinstein Report is supposed to happen this coming week.
The Weinstein Report, what is that? Is that
that's
like
a $900 an hour?
It's the Weinstein Report. Yeah. Weinstein Report is like, you know, on Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn, you know?
Whatever you, the tribe, I don't know. He's one of your guys. He ain't a Southern Baptist.
It's
I know.
Weinstein.
It's not at $900 an hour. He ain't one of my Southern Baptists. Speaking of Wake Forest again. But anyway, his report is supposedly to be released this week.
Are you serious? I mean, you just joshing.
Me? Serious?
Are you joshing us?
No, I'm not joshing
you. Who'd you get? Name the source. Name the source.
I'm like you, but I'm a journalist. I don't
have one question.
Wait a minute.
I have one question for you, Mr.
Journalist.
Sure. Are the black helicopters currently circling Chapel Hill?
They are as part of Strike Night.
Oh, that's right.
Black helicopters and blue helicopters, and they're going to alternate. Just keep feeding me those things right across. Home run, belt high fastball. Boom, Bob Lee wins the home run derby.
Strike Night, where are your stripes? Oh, you're down the side.
There you go,
pants.
Blue, yeah. Black.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Okay. What about the pyrotechnics? What about the explosion when the Tar Heels come out of the tunnel tonight? Kevin Best.
You know, we used to do that when we had the old Morris Mason Taco Bell, and Rick Steinbacher would do his stand on the top of it with Roman candles and shoot them up when the Barth brothers would make a field goal. Whatever happened to that?
We need another Barth brother. We need another Barth brother, don't we?
Speaking of Barth brothers, our expert Anthony will tell us that Connor got released this week, didn't he, Anthony?
Oh, no.
Is his other brother still around with the Alouettes? To the Argonauts or something?
Well,
by the way, whatever happened to Greg Little?
He also got cut.
He got released
and said, don't let the door hit you in the back.
Is he in Canada?
Well, he may be, but the old Raider said, we don't like your attitude. And
I hear NFL Europe is beautiful.
But thinking of Greg Little, which former teammate of his is really impressing people?
Robert Quinn.
Well, yeah, but better than that.
Marvin Austin
is a favorite out in Denver. He is their third, number three defensive tackle.
And the 2-deep.
Yeah, but Robert Quinn has already been.
Well, yeah.
He was listed as one of the top 10 players in all of the
NFL. But the fact that people have forgotten Marvin Austin, the most famous tweeter in Carolina history.
The question I want to know about Greg Little is Jennifer Wiley still delivering his mail?
Well, just remember, folks, as we go to the break here, nobody can punt the ball into the end zone like Greg Little.
Exactly.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Ron Stutz, and we're going to come back in just a moment from Franklin Street. We're right in front of University United Methodist Church, broadcasting live as we get set for Carolina and San Diego State, coming up on WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit,
Years ago, you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Are you going to introduce me to...
Now we're back on the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Rod Setz. We're broadcasting live from downtown on East Franklin Street in front of University United Methodist Church. Carolina and San Diego State will kick it off tonight, just a few minutes past 8 o'clock in beautiful Keenan Stadium. Once again, here is the inimitable Bob Lee.
I'm very intrepid also, and omniscient. Mm-hmm. Earlier today, I had the very distinct pleasure to meet and talk with, interview, as we say in the biz, the newest member of Team Bubba. His name is Zach Selman, and he joined here about 6 weeks ago and already has his business cards, which impressed me. But anyway, I did an interview with him, and it is scintillating and titillating, as they say. So if we will cue the interview, and let's go to Bob Lee Talks to Zach Selman. All right, our guest today is the newest member of Team Bubba, Zach Selman, the Associate Athletic Director and Assistant to the Athletic Director of the aforementioned Bubba Cunningham. And this is an official welcome to you, Zach, from Chapel Hill, to Good Sports, and to Carolina. Welcome.
Hey, Bob Lee, thank you so much. It's great to be here. Really enjoying been here a month now and enjoyed every day of it.
Have you got your business card yet?
I do. That was one of my first things I got going when I was here. So have those. So I guess I got within a month. That's a good way to get started.
Another tribute to the effectiveness and efficiency of a Bubba Cunningham machine, correct? You got your business cards within a month.
Hey, absolutely. No, I had it really quick, so it was really good. It took me, it's a lot less time getting them here than it has been any other place.
All right, now, last week was your first game day experience in Keenan. Did you see an element of our game day known as Tar Heel Town?
Yeah, you know, I thought Tar Heel Town was unbelievable. You know, I heard about it a couple weeks leading up to it, but, you know, you never know really what to
Well,
expect.
I'm going to tell you something about Tar Heel Town you don't know. Tar Heel Town was started about 15 years ago as an interactive fan site with the bumper, the jumping things and stuff for kids to do and parents to do and whatnot, and kind of to get involved around Keenan Stadium. It was started by a young man in the promotions department who had a little office that was a converted storage closet. And this particular young man put together the concept and sold it and marketed it. And that young man became the first mayor of Tar Heel Town, and his name was Matt Roberts.
Matt Roberts. Hey, no Matt Roberts well. You know, Matt and I crossed paths at Oklahoma, doing great things. So I can see, yeah, now knowing that, I can see that's a Matt Roberts production.
All right, now the day you were hired 6 weeks ago, whenever it was, a couple of months ago, I get an email from Matt. He's now at SMU, as you know. He's the number two man in the athletic department down at SMU. And he tells me, one, that I'm going to like you, that you're a Bob Lee kind of guy. So that's why we're talking today. And he also tells me that he hired you at Oklahoma. He is your mentor. He is your godfather. And wherever you go in this industry, that you will always be indebted to Matt Roberts. Is that true?
Hey, I guess you can believe it, Bob Lee. Hey, you know Matt Roberts. You can believe that if you want to. Now, Matt's been unbelievable, and still stay in touch with him too. So, you know, that's one thing great about Carolina is some great people have came through here. Great people are here, and I feel really good where we're at right now.
Terrific. Now, you're a Selman from Norman, Oklahoma. That's got to be like being a Kennedy in Boston. Tell us what it's like. One, I assume most of our listeners will know what the name Selman in Oklahoma means. But for those who don't, why is Selman in Norman, Oklahoma, like being a Kennedy in Boston?
I don't know about that comparison. That's pretty lofty. But, you know, my dad and uncles were fortunate to play football at Oklahoma under Coach Switzer in the 70s, and it was a time period that they had a lot of great players around them to make their teams very good. And then it was unique that they were those three. They played 3-5, so those three were the defensive line on two of their national championships.
All right, now give us the names, and which one is your daddy?
Lucius, Dewey, and Leroy, and my dad's Dewey.
Okay, and which one was the best, the meanest, the most aggressive, and the best of the three?
You know, Leroy has the most accolades. He would be the best player, number one draft pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1975, the first Buccaneer inducted into Canton in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The meanest, everybody says, is my dad. Was the man. Lucius was the oldest. He's the leader. But Leroy was the most gifted.
Must be some fun Thanksgivings and Christmases in the Selman family.
It is. They're big.
All right. Now, being a Selman in Oklahoma, in Norman, Oklahoma, it's like being a preacher's kid. If you get caught for littering, it's Dewey Selman's son arrested for littering or jaywalking or whatnot. Do you have to mind your P's and Q's being a Selman down there?
You know what? I think you do, but I think this day of age, everybody does. I was fortunate to have two great parents to be on my tail and let me know, teach me right from wrong. So with a great support system, it all worked out well.
All right, now we talked a little bit, and we're going to talk after the break about what you're going to do here at Carolina. So we got you to Carolina. We know that you spent some time in Norman after college. We know that you grew up in Norman. Now, we've left out a little period of Zach Selman's life that's probably of interest to our listeners if they don't know it yet. Where did you go to college, and what did you do there, Zach?
I ended up at Wake Forest. So
what was that again? You went where?
Into the Dash, Winston-Salem. So I was at Wake Forest from 2003 to 2007. Played football there. You know, fell in love with Coach Grobe. Thought he was a great man. Really liked Winston-Salem. So had a good time at Wake.
And how many games did you play in Keenan?
Yeah, I believe we played here twice. But I've attended more games. One of our teammates, Steve Justice's older brother, Doug Justice, played linebacker for the Tar Heels. So
sure.
We'd come over and watch games, especially our redshirt year. We'd come over.
All right, now I've got a question about Wake Forest. And I've always followed him and always liked him. Had thought the world of Coach Grobe. Riley Skinner. All right, that guy had a longer career as a Deacon quarterback than Derek Jeter does as a Yankee shortstop. I've seen old footage of Brian Piccolo, and Riley Skinner is handing off to Brian Piccolo in the 60s. What's the deal with Brian Piccolo and his career? And again, of course, that you were there during the greatest year in the history of Deacon football when they went to the Orange Bowl.
Right. Actually, I would call Riley, but I think he's actually got a game for the Deacs later tonight. No, yeah, exactly right. Riley had a great career, phenomenal leader, you know, to be thrown into a tough situation in his freshman year and came in and led us to some really good things. Riley's, you know, great guy, still one of my best friends today.
That to be part of something like that, that one year that was a magical, caught lightning in a bottle, you got some good breaks, you were lucky with injuries, all the things worked in your fashion, in your favor, and you went to the Orange Bowl. Now, that didn't turn out the way you wanted, but what an incredible year. I've talked to Wake Forest fans who said, we never thought we'd be here. It happened. We enjoyed it. It may never happen again, but wow, what a memory. It's got to be the same for you as a player.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a dream for, I think, for all of us. And, you know, we were picked last in the league that year. Nobody believed in us. We had never gone to a bowl game. My class had never gone to a bowl game. That was my junior year when we went to the Orange Bowl. So to go and, you know, it was just belief. So we always talk, especially in athletics, is teaching teamwork, believing in each other. And that's really the only people that we could believe in. Was each other because, yeah, read what people were writing and even stacking us up on paper. We were the worst team in the league but ended up catching some breaks. And you're right, we didn't have many injuries. We came together and had some luck late in the year. So
all right, now there's a Deacon great that's a good friend of mine named Ricky Prohl. I'm sure you know Ricky and met him through Deacon activities. Were you a better receiver than Ricky Prohl?
No. Hey, Ricky was a great player. You know, his son's a great player here, so we look forward to watching him grow. But no, Ricky's one of the all-time greats at Wake.
And then the little kid last year, they had a kid that finally graduated last year that was a great receiver, that had a number of receptions. I've forgotten his name. You know who I'm talking about, though. All right, we're going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back and ask Zach Selman a little bit more about Wake Forest, but more about Wake Forest and Carolina. We've got some interesting elements to that he is the perfect person. We'll come back right after this commercial break.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Only at Cruisers. Good to go.
We're back with Zach Selman, the newest member of Team Bubba. Zach had told us earlier that he played at Wake Forest. I've got a question for you, Zach, about that. We know our listeners are Carolina fans. We know how we feel about Wake Forest. We don't like them, but we don't hate them with the passion that we hate State and Duke because of the proximity here in the Triangle and the size of the schools and whatnot. Tell us what Wake Forest players and fans think about the school you are now an employee of. How do Wake Forest view Carolina? Come on now, Zach.
You know, we always looked up to Carolina. It's hard not to like the history, the tradition, the beauty of Chapel Hill. So we always, looked up to, one of our big things was we wanted to win the Carolina championship, so beating all the schools in Carolina when I was at Wake. Nothing but respect from a Wake Forest football player perspective to Chapel Hill, because it's a great school.
All right, now I've got a question that is one of my pet peeves, and I want you to help me with this now that we've become good friends. It's a project of mine. The rivalry between Carolina and Wake Forest has been put on hold because of the expansion of the conference. We understand the math of playing 14-and-a-half teams, counting Notre Dame as a half, a 14-and-a-half team conference. You can't play everybody every year and how they divide it up. And what got lost in that shuffle was Carolina playing Wake Forest every year. Now they play once every 4 or 5 years when the rotation comes up. There is a way to bring that rivalry back, and you may or may not know about it. Johnny Swofford told me last year this is possible. Ron Wellman and Bubba could get together and schedule each other and simply count it as a non-conference game and play every year or every other year, ever how they wanted to, but it would not count in the conference stand. It would be an out-of-conference game. Would you, Zach Selman, be in favor of that happening?
You know, scheduling now is so dynamic, and some, especially with your non-conference games, your conference obligations that you have to do. You know, I'm a big fan of in-state rivalries. Unfortunately, the college landscape has shifted from that. So it'd be, it'd be something that I'd
are you gonna go to the management committee meeting with Bubba and everyone else, Steiny and next week, and say Bob Lee and I want to start playing? Now, it really would help Ron Wellman more than it would help Bubba, because we're going to sell seats anyway, and Wake Forest, of course, is a smaller fan base, and when Carolina plays in Grove Stadium, they bring a ton of fans. So it would help Wellman more, but really playing Wake Forest would be more exciting to our fan base than Liberty or even today's opponent, the Aztecs.
Right. No, that's a great point. Will I bring that up in a meeting right now? I don't know. I don't know, but I like the idea.
All right. Well, I've been advancing this idea for quite some time. We mentioned Bubba Cunningham, and you're working for Bubba now, and you knew him in Tulsa, and he's become somewhat famous in a positive way for some of the things he's done around college athletics. What in the heck is your job in just a few words? What do you do now for Team Bubba and for Carolina?
You know, I serve as Associate Athletics Director and Special Assistant to Bubba. With that role comes a variety of responsibilities. So a lot of our staff development, a lot of our executive planning, and most importantly, our strategic plan, the tracking and implementation of that.
So you could be working for IBM with that description. So really, in athletic departments, particularly at a big university like this with a multi-million-dollar budget, it is a business that you're operating. It's not throw out the ball and who's going to line the field and who's going to put up the goalposts. Those things have to be done, but you're talking about a very complex business.
It is. It's very complex with a lot of moving parts, but the core of what we're doing is always comes back to what we're doing for our student athletes. So there is. It's interesting dynamic to have – you know, a business like intercollegiate athletics housed in higher education with our core focus has to be graduating students and preparing them for life outside of athletics and then giving them the resources to achieve their maximum athletic performance.
And obviously there are a lot of issues we can't go into them today. We don't have the time affecting college athletics, the power conferences and the O'Bannon rule and all these other things that are changing. What my mother used to say, old man Eustace dead. So certainly the situation that your uncle and father played in back in the 70s or a lot of our fans, that day is simply gone. Some of it was good. We threw out some babies with the bathwater, but we've got today's situation and we're dealing with it.
Right, absolutely. It's, you know, this is where we're at today, but it's definitely changing, and there's going to be more changes, it seems like, in the near future. So it's something that we all just got to be aware of and hope for the best.
Well, my final question or remark to you, and I don't know if you know about this, something happened earlier today or will be happening today over at your old stadium at Grove Stadium, BB&T Field, that I in my lifetime would never have thought happening. Now, you're nodding, so I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Something is happening today. History is being made in Grove Stadium in Winston-Salem today, and that is Ron Wellman, the athletic director, who we all respect, is selling beer and wine to the Baptists who can't dance, cuss, or smoke, but now they can drink beer and wine in Grove Stadium. Did you as a deacon ever think you would see that?
You know, I read that article yesterday. You know, when I was there as a deacon, the only thing that we were worried about if our parents were in the stands, because that's the only people that were there watching us for a few couple of years. But no, it's it's something that I guess Ron felt like was the best decision for them. So
for them to be the first, I mean, Carolina doesn't do that. We do it in the VIP areas, and State doesn't do it yet. But for the first school to be the Baptist over, and I realize they're not associated with the Baptist church, but they used to be in everybody's mind. For the Baptist to be the first one selling beer to the average customer. Lord have mercy, no pun intended, but we have seen some changes. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking and getting to know Zach Selman. All of you here in Chapel Hill, if you see Zach around, give him a big hello. Welcome him to Carolina. And when I saw him this morning, I recognized him, and you will too. The guy does look like movie superstar Will Smith. Thank you very much, Zach Selman.
Hey, thanks, Bob Lee. Let's beat the Aztecs.
All right, Bob Lee, thank you for that exhaustive and exhausting interview with Zach Selman.
It'll all be on the final exam. I hope you took notes.
Oh, I did.
Oh, we did.
Terrific.
We did.
But it is interesting that Wake Forest would do that, and that's Ron Wellman marketing. I mean, there's an athletic director who probably got a lot of pushback on that, but he's looking at a situation where no one comes to his games, especially when they get 94 yards of total offense and 5 first downs. So why not get Blotto at the game so you don't have to see the team?
Blotto Baptist.
Yeah.
BB&T Blotto.
What do you think about, you know, at Carolina, there's been a longstanding debate since the Blue Zone came in about the VIPs in the Blue Zone can have beer and wine. I've never been up there. They serve alcohol, too, or just beer and wine?
I think it's just beer and wine.
Okay, but so if you do that, you can drink beer and wine. But in the rest of the stadium, you can't drink it. They don't sell it.
That's
you can't
right.
carry it in.
You may well, you can't, but people have
well,
it in the
Well, but if you get caught carrying it in, I mean, you get it right. taken away. You might get right. thrown out. So there's definitely a class structure here now.
Well, you know, we talk about this subject of TV stealing people from the stadiums now, and that the stadiums are having trouble selling their final 10,000 seats and stuff. And on everybody's short list of things you need to do is increase the Wi-Fi, mobile communication, and sell beer and wine. I personally, I can take a six pack of beer and make it last a year. So I don't live off of beer and wine. It's not part of my lifestyle. No reasons. I just don't. So to me, that is, who cares? But
well,
I know it matters to a lot of fans.
You talk about the last 10,000 tickets at Wake Forest. It's selling the first 10,000.
Right, true.
Yeah, and like when Selman said, you know, most of the time it was just the parents of the players sitting in there watching games. So, you know, it would be interesting to know maybe. We can't get Ron Wellman on the show because we don't play Wake Forest, and you know
a point made in the scintillating interview that
exactly.
we just heard.
Yeah, you know the point is, you know, why did he do that? I mean, and what kind of pushback, you know, did he get? Because that's a pretty controversial move to make.
Well, Nathan Hatch took over there as president in 2005, and since then he's replaced every senior executive at Wake Forest with the exception of Ron Wellman. So Wellman's trying to get himself thrown out.
Oh, maybe so. Now tell me about the trend with Zach Selman. Do you think that Zach Selman is like the third or fourth new person that Bubba has brought into the athletic department? Do you think that this is a trend that the athletic department is going to continue to turn over as either people retire, they leave to get other jobs?
Well, you got two factions fired. There, as you do whenever you get a new chief executive come in. You've got the Bubba people that came in under Bubba, and you've got the Dickey people who were there under the previous administration. And that morphing is a natural part of any organization. And the ones that are coming in, interestingly enough, have no Carolina connection. And it used to be with Rick Steinbacher and Clint Gwaltney and Burstichter and all. They had Carolina connections, and they understood the Carolina way.
Yeah, you had to be a former jock.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's no longer. So these people all come in here saying, who's choo-choo?
Right.
And it's and Bubba, of course, is a who's choo-choo. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch how that evolves over the next few years, and there will someday be more Bubba people, and people will say, Dickie who?
Well, the who's choo-choo people, I mean, that needs to be, I've always believed that the athletic director can come from outside. The athletic director doesn't necessarily have to be a Carolina guy, because it needs to be the best manager, the best businessman, the best visionary for the athletic
department.
You know,
John Montgomery replaced Moyer Smith, who replaced Ernie Williams, the head of the Rams Club. John Montgomery's been here 16 years, and he's still referred to as the new guy.
Yeah. Well, also, if John was here today, John would probably tell you that his first few years were tough because he didn't know every athlete, former athlete that walked into the office. And it's really that's the aspect of the athletic department I think that's really important, to stay connected
as Zach and I talk about, and we always talk about it, old man Eustace dead, and traditions are changing, and you know, us baby boomers, we're kind of resistant to that, but uniforms are changing, helmets are changing, you know, the music the band plays is changing. It's part of life.
Well, but it's also part of recruiting. I mean, I'm sure old grads don't like the fact that we don't wear that staid blue and white every game, and that we wear.
So you're saying that when Larry Fedora was recruiting Elijah Hood, he didn't say, you'll be the next choo-choo?
No. He said, you'll be the next player to wear
the next acrylic. Gio Bernard.
Yeah, maybe. To wear acrylic blue and silver helmet.
They didn't know Don McCauley. They didn't know Amos Lawrence. They didn't know Mike Voigt.
No, who knows?
You're the next Gio.
Really, I mean.
You're right. I mean, we're joking about it, but that's the way things go. A 17-year-old has a memory of 3 years.
Yeah, and I wrote last week, I said, you know, four touchdowns in less than 28 points in less than 4 minutes is pretty amazing. It's not exactly 8 points in 17 seconds, and if you don't know what that is, ask somebody who's over 45.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because we remember that as part of legend. But
you know, there were 127,000 people in Carmichael Auditorium that night,
exactly.
And I've heard from every one of them.
That's sort of like all the people who were at Woodstock.
wouldn't be able to get them all in the state
all
of New York.
All the people in Woodstock were in Carmichael that night.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
But you were there. I've seen you there. I've seen videos of you there without your shirt.
And Walter Davis's shot was 147 feet, and it hit the bottom of the net.
Exactly.
My goodness. Well, we need to take a break.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
we do.
The only thing constant is change, except when you got me here in Chapel Hill since 1977, and Art Chansky in Chapel Hill since 1842, all here.
He
some things don't change.
He rode in with hitting James on the back of the horse.
I think he did.
I look damn good, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Still, you preserve pretty well. This is WCHL. This is The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, and we'll be back after this.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. We've all heard this before, but how does it relate to your bank? Harrington Bank is one of the only banks in the Triangle who truly provides free checking. Our competitors say free, but they require you to maintain a hefty balance or limit your transactions. When Harrington Bank says free, we mean free. Free personal checking, free business checking, no lengthy requirements. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn more. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
You're listening to The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Rod Stutz. We're passing live from East Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill, right in front of University United Methodist Church. Getting ready for the big game tonight, 8 o'clock in Kenan Stadium, Carolina versus San Diego State. You'll hear all right here on WCHL. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as part of our pregame coverage, it is time now for Bob Lee with the 60-second sound-off.
There are these really cool old black and white photos in the Choo Choo Lounge in Kenan Stadium that show Carolina fans in Kenan Stadium back in the 50s. Every man is wearing a fedora and a suit. They look like Al Capone's mob has landed in Kenan Stadium. The women are also in suits with their church hats on. The only fedora anyone will see in Kenan tonight is the one standing at midfield looking real intense. In my UNC matriculation period of the late 60s, all the boys wore navy blazers, light blue or white shirts, and khaki slacks. Many even wore ties to games. Many of the blazer pockets contained liquor flasks. All the co-eds were not only in dresses, they were in pantyhose. Nobody wore jeans in Kenan Stadium. Game day in Kenan Stadium was a dress-up occasion. Allowing for even a few degrees of global warming, back in September in 1967 is not much different from the weather in September of 2014. And every game back then kicked off at 1 p.m. The only dressing up one might see these days is in the VIP section, suites of the Blue Zone, where protocol expectations are higher. I appreciate that times have changed and we're in a much more casual society. People used to dress up to fly on airplanes, too. But is it asking too much to say no sleeveless T-shirts and no flip-flops in beautiful Kenan Stadium? All I'm right. Bob Lee, and that's my sound-off.
That's the 60-second sound-off, part of The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee every week. All right, now that we know what Bob thinks, what do you think, Art Chansky?
Well, I can't tell you what I think about that. But I really... I love the fact that we have a football program now that wants to shoot for the stars. I mean, when Bill Dooley was here, his goal was really to win the ACC.
Yeah.
When Mack Brown was here, his goal was to be a national program, and he almost got there before he left for Texas. We really don't know what John Bunning's goal or Carl Torbush's goal was, probably save their jobs, keep their jobs. But, you know, and Butch Davis had a goal of being a national power. He just went about it the wrong way. But Larry Fedora seems like absolutely the right fit at this school. You know, the way he is positive about everything. And as we talked about before, he had a lot of limitations when he came in here, but he's found a way to get around them. I mean, they're very precise with their recruiting. They don't waste many scholarships, and they scout these kids who are really good football players in high school who are going to be better. And they bring them in here, and they give them great conditioning, weight training, and an opportunity as preferred, what they call preferred walk-ons, to win a scholarship. And even now that we're back with 25 scholarships moving forward, I think he's found a formula. You know, he's found a formula to bring even more kids in here who will eventually be stars, and they don't always have to start with scholarships. So we love the guy. We hope he stays. We hope all of this stuff that's been off the field is ended now, and that he can put another team on the field, gets a bowl game, contends for the ACC championship, because Bob Lee, he's the right guy for the job. Wouldn't
I
you
believe
agree?
That. I have a quick public service announcement that Rick Steinbacher asked me to make this week. All of you at the University Mall waiting to get on the shuttle, you have about 2 minutes. The U-Mall shuttle stops 1 hour before kickoff because of a parking construction situation they have there. If you're going to any of the other shuttle stops, you're fine. It goes until game time. But the U-Mall shuttle is going to stop in about 3 minutes, so you better hurry and get on the bus. But anyway, I love the shuttle system, the Tar Heel Express shuttle system, and I recommend it to all of you who complain about parking. What else we got there, Brother Chance?
Well, what about the uniforms?
Well, the uniforms we talked about a little bit. And what are they wearing today, Bob Lee? What does your intel tell you?
You know, I quit worrying about funky uniforms. I worried about it for a couple of years. It didn't make any difference. Nobody cared what I think. I still like the white helmets. I don't care. I hope there's some blue on it. Over at State, they're wearing all black with no red because the 17-year-old recruits would prefer black uniforms.
It's also a precursor to Dave Doran's professional funeral, I think.
It could well be.
Right.
All right, time for the two-minute drill. Real quickly
okay.
Here. Who plays more minutes today, Marquise Williams or Mitch Trubisky?
Unless he gets hurt, Marquise.
Yeah, but how much does Mitch play? A lot?
He plays 23 plays, which happened to be Michael Jordan's number.
Over under on 25,000 fans at the Wally today to see Mighty Troy.
None, because they played in Troy. Trick question.
How many points will the Hokies get on the Buckeyes?
You know, this could be a good day for your buddy Delaney, or it could be a bad day. If Virginia Tech beats Ohio State and Oregon beats Michigan, black day for Delaney, or versus vice versa.
Yeah, but neither of those occurrences are going to occur.
So you think Michigan State will win and Ohio State will win?
Ohio State will win easily.
So what about Michigan State and the Ducks?
Well, no, I think the Ducks will beat them. Now, okay, predictions. Remember last week, I said 50 points,
yep.
And you said for Carolina. I said no, total,
yep,
and it was well over 50 points.
Albert Long was very upset that Larry Fedora ported on his grandson's team.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. All right, total points today, 75 for both teams.
No, nope, I say 50. I say it's going to be a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, will Switzer break a punt return this week? Yes. What do you think?
He'll break one for about 25 yards, but he will not go all the way.
No, he will. He'll take one to the house tonight.
Okay.
Mark my words. And the big thing is, big upset on opening NFL day tomorrow. Who's it going to be? Who's going to lose?
The Panthers.
Right, I agree. Panthers are going to lose to Tampa Bay.
The no-cam Panthers are going to lose.
Because
you don't think he's going to play?
I don't think he's going to play.
I think he's going to play, but I think he's going to play
poorly. Jacket, and he'll play.
He'll be rather limited in his mobility. Well, thank you, guys. It's been fun. This is the Good Sports with Art C and Bob Lee.
We escaped the FCC goons one more time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Wait till your emails on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Arts, You will see us weekdays on WCHL.
Absolutely.
And also on chapelboro.com. And you can go to BobLeeSays.com to find out more about what Bob Lee says.
My columns also appear in Chapelboro every Monday morning.
This is Ron Stutz. Good Sports, heard before every Carolina football game on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station. Go Heels!